Okay, let's unpack a scenario that I think is going to hit a little too close to home for anyone running a business right now.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a product. It works. You've got a team that isn't just phoning it in. But then you look out the window at the digital landscape, and it is just noise.
It's a wall of noise.
It is deafening. And I don't just mean it's busy. I mean content saturation loud.
Yeah.
You know you're supposed to be making podcasts, YouTube videos, TikToks.
LinkedIn thought leadership pieces.
Right. But to actually do that, you're usually choosing between hiring I don't know, a Hollywood-style production crew or blowing a budget that makes your CFO weep.
It's the classic quality, speed, cost triangle. And, historically, you only get to pick two. If
Exactly.
you want high volume and high quality, it's going to cost you an absolute fortune in labor. If you want it cheap and fast, it's going to look like garbage.
But what if you could break the triangle? What if you could like sever the link between the idea and the actual labor of production? That is the mission for today's deep dive. We are running a theoretical experiment here. We are taking two very different players and just smashing them together to see if we can engineer a content superpower.
It's a bit of a Frankenstein experiment, but the good kind.
Hopefully, the best kind. So, on one side of the ring, we have Nutshell. If you're in sales, you probably know them. They're the all-in-one CRM that prides itself on being intuitive.
Yeah.
Their whole philosophy is helping teams stop fake working.
Which is a great ethos. I think we've all done our share of fake working. And on the other side, we have the tool Auto Content API.
Right.
Now, to be clear, this isn't just another chatbot. This is a programmatic content infrastructure. It claims it can turn raw text and data into full-blown
Just like
multimedia.
podcasts, videos, social
Yeah,
clicks.
all of it at an industrial scale.
So the question we're answering today is, how could a company like Nutshell use a tool like Auto Content to absolutely dominate their market?
Right.
We're talking about a fundamental shift from, manual creation to automated transformation.
And that word transformation is doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
It is. But I have to be honest with you, right out of the gate, I'm a little skeptical.
Okay.
Every time I hear automated content, I just picture those robotic voiceovers on YouTube that mispronounce the word schedule. Is this actually viable, or are we just filling the internet with more spam?
That is the right question to ask. I mean, 6 months ago, I would have agreed with you. It was spam.
Oh.
But the tech has crossed a certain threshold. The uncanny valley is getting shallower. And for a company like Nutshell, which has a ton of great written content, this isn't about spamming. It's about unlocking value that is currently trapped in text.
Okay, let's test that theory then. Let's look at the status quo. Nutshell is actually doing a really solid job with content right now.
They are.
I was digging through their Sell to Win newsletter, and it's good stuff. They have blog posts like Google Meet tips for sales reps or deep dives into how AI sales tools are changing the process.
That's the high-value IP. That's the idea part.
Yeah.
But here is the bottleneck, and it's one every marketing lead listening to this knows intimately.
Yeah.
That blog post, it sits there as
Right, it
text.
waits for someone to read it.
Exactly. So if Nutshell wants to turn that one article into a podcast episode, a YouTube video, and I don't know, a set of vertical clips for TikTok, what does that supply chain look like traditionally?
Traditionally,
Yeah.
it's a logistical nightmare. I mean, you need an editorial team to write the script.
One.
You need an audio team to record and edit.
Sorry.
You need a video team for the visuals. And you need a social team to chop it all up.
Right.
You're talking about four distinct, expensive silos.
And because that is so expensive, companies have to choose. They say, okay, we can afford the blog, but the podcast is, a nice to have. The source material from Auto Content calls this the production bottleneck. It limits your reach because you simply can't afford to be everywhere at once.
And this is where the Auto Content Transformation Engine comes in. This is the part that, frankly, I had to read twice.
Right.
Theoretically, Nutshell doesn't need to hire those four teams. They just, what, feed the API their existing blog URLs.
That's it. Let's walk through the mechanics because it sounds a bit like magic, but it's just engineering.
Okay.
Take that Nutshell article on Smart Reports. Instead of a human sitting down to script a podcast about it, the API ingests the URL. It reads the HTML. It understands the core topic, the narrative flow, the key takeaways.
And this is the cool part, it outputs a two-person conversational podcast. Not just a robot reading text.
No, it's a dynamic dialogue. It creates a back and forth, kind of like what we're doing now.
It sounds like this.
It utilizes the notebook LM style, but does it fully automatically via API. And simultaneously, it's spitting out a vertical video for social media.
But hold on. Quality aside for a second, let's talk about the money. Because usually when you add enterprise scale to anything, the price tag just adds, like, 3 zeros.
That's maybe the most disruptive part of this whole deep dive. Let's look at the economics.
Go on.
If you outsource a single high-quality B2B podcast episode, you know, scripting, recording, editing, sound design, you are looking at anywhere from $150 to $500 on the low end.
Per episode.
Per episode. Now, look at the auto content pricing. They operate on a credit system. Depending on your plan, a generated podcast costs between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Okay, pause. 10 cents.
Cents.
You can't even buy a gumball for 10 cents anymore.
We are talking about a cost reduction of over 99%.
That is, it's absurd. I mean, at that price point, the friction is basically zero.
Mm-hmm.
But does that cheapen the brand? If it's that cheap, do you just flood the zone?
That's the danger, right? But think about the strategy shift. If a podcast costs $500, you do it once a week, maybe once a month. You have to be precious about it. You can only cover the big topics.
Yeah.
If it costs 10 cents, you can move from weekly posts to a daily multimedia flood. You can afford to fail.
You can cover the niche stuff.
Exactly. You can cover niche topics that would never justify a $500 spend.
No.
You can make a podcast episode specifically for plumbing supply sales managers in the Midwest.
It reminds me of that concept of headless content production mentioned in the white paper. Mm-hmm. I love this visual. Imagine a nutshell marketer has a Dropbox folder watcher set up.
Okay, walk me through that workflow.
So they finish a new case study, let's say the one they have about SkySpecs.
Right.
They drop the PDF into that folder. They walk away to get a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they come back, the API has woken up, ingested the PDF, generated an interview with the client based on the text.
Wow.
Created a video summary and published them to Spotify and YouTube.
Without human intervention.
Zero.
That is the definition of infrastructure. You aren't crafting content anymore. You are engineering a content flow.
Yeah.
It's a pipeline, just like the sales pipelines Nutshell builds for their clients.
It aligns perfectly with their stop fake working motto.
Exactly. Fake working is manually editing audio for 3 hours. Real working is closing deals.
But let's pivot a bit, because content isn't just marketing. Marketing gets people in the door, but support keeps them there.
Mm-hmm.
And Nutshell puts a huge emphasis on this. Their website mentions they offer free support and want to be super user friendly.
Which is a great selling point, but let's be real. It's notoriously hard to scale.
So hard.
Human support is time intensive and expensive.
Yeah.
Every time a human has to answer, how do I change my password?
Mm.
You're losing money.
Exactly. And looking at the auto content capabilities, there's a huge play here for winning the help game.
This is where we get into the explainer video strategy. Nutshell has a help center. I'm sure it's full of hundreds of articles on how to use pipeline management or setting up email automation.
Standard stuff, texts and screenshots.
Yeah.
Maybe a grainy GIF if you're lucky.
Right. But we know from all the data that people prefer video. The problem is maintaining a video library for a software product it's a graveyard of good intentions.
Oh, I know this pain. As soon as you update the UI, every single video you made is now obsolete.
Exactly. You change the color of the submit button from blue to green, and suddenly you have to refilm, re-edit, and re-upload 50 videos. It's unsustainable.
So most companies just don't.
They just don't. Mm-hmm. They leave the old videos up, which just confuses customers more.
So how does the API fix that? Because the UI still changes.
With this API, Nutshell could run a script across their entire help center. The API crawls the documentation and generates a, say, 60 to 90 second explainer video for every single feature.
And when the software updates next week?
You just rerun the script.
No way.
No filming, no actors, no studio time. You update the documentation text, hit generate, and your entire video library is refreshed in minutes.
That is wild. And the sources mention these avatars, right? It's not just a voice over a screen recording.
Yes. You can select a brand avatar, say a professional woman, or a specific character that fits the Nutshell brand voice. So you get this cohesive Nutshell Academy feel.
So no more mismatched collection of videos filmed by different support agents over 5 years with different microphones and, like, dogs barking in the background.
None of that. It's consistent.
There's a massive SEO benefit here, too, isn't there? I feel like we always forget about the search engine side of video.
It's huge. Google measures dwell time, how long someone stays on a page. If you have a video on a landing page or a help article, people stop to watch it.
Right.
The source data says pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on Google's first page.
53 times. That seems suspiciously high.
It's the sticky factor. Text is easy to bounce from. Video hooks you.
Mm.
And beyond just ranking, it's about conversion and deflection.
Mm-hmm.
There was a testimonial in the auto content source from Lighthouse Legal saying that having these clear video explainers led to fewer support tickets and more qualified leads.
So you're saving money on support agents answering basic questions, and you're making money by ranking higher. That's a win-win.
Yeah.
But let's move to where the money is actually made. The engine room. Nutshell is a CRM. It's literally built for sales teams. They have this feature called Nutshell IQ for prospecting and competitor analysis.
Right. Getting data on who you're selling to.
So how does auto content fit into the actual sales process? Because marketing is one thing, but sales is where the rubber meets the road. And salespeople are pretty skeptical of anything that wastes their time.
This brings us to what they call the intelligence engine. Auto content has a deep research endpoint. Now, we need to be clear. This isn't just asking ChatGPT to, you know, write a poem or guess a fact.
Right, because we know LLMs hallucinate. Mm-hmm. You don't want your sales team acting on made-up data. That's a quick way to lose a client.
Exactly. This is powered by agents that browse the live web. They go to actual websites, ft.com, sec.gov,
yeah.
Niche industry news sites. They read the current news, not training data from 2 years ago.
So play this out for a Nutshell user. I'm a sales rep. I open Nutshell. Then what?
Okay, imagine you are targeting the manufacturing industry, a big sector for CRMs. You could set up a recurring research task in the system. Every morning at 6 a.m., the API scans the web for CRM trends in manufacturing, supply chain shifts, or competitor X stock price. It synthesizes that live data into a 5-minute audio briefing.
So I get in my car, connect my phone, and listen to a custom briefing on my specific territory.
Exactly. It's like having a dedicated research analyst for every single salesperson. And Nutshell could take this external, too.
How so?
They have 30,000 subscribers to their newsletter. Why not launch a daily D2B sales briefing podcast?
Oh, that's brilliant. Instead of just, here's our software, it's here's what's happening in your world.
And because the deep research output includes citations and structured data, it builds trust. It's not generic AI fluff. It's, according to the Financial Times this morning,
right.
That positions Nutshell as an authority, not just a tool provider.
It's building that mental availability we talked about. You're in their ear every single day. But I want to touch on something the sources call the CEO paradox.
Ah, yes. The leadership dilemma.
This one really resonated with me. Everyone wants to hear from the leader. Customers trust people, not logos. But the CEO is usually the busiest person in the company.
Uh-huh.
They can't spend 4 hours in a recording booth every week recording updates.
This is where voice cloning becomes a strategic asset. Now, I know voice cloning sounds a bit Black Mirror.
It does. It sounds like something used for scams. I can already hear the security team panicking.
And it can be misused, absolutely. But in a controlled corporate context, it's about scaling the founder. The source material explains that Nutshell's leadership could record just a few minutes of audio one time.
Just once.
Just once. The API creates a high-fidelity clone. It captures the intonation, the pacing, the unique way they speak.
So Nutshell launches a new feature, say their app switcher or Power AI. The marketing team writes the script.
And the CEO narrates it. The marketing team generates the audio, and the CEO never has to open a microphone.
Wow.
They can release weekly market updates, product announcements, even personal thank you notes to new high-value clients, all fully automated.
That feels like a superpower. But also, does it devalue the connection if people know it's AI?
That's the risk. You have to be transparent. You can't lie about it. But think about it internally, too. We talked about internal podcasts.
Right, the private podcast network.
Nutshell has employees. They have compliance updates, new feature rollouts. Be honest. When you get a 10-page memo on new compliance features, do you read every single word?
I skim the bold headings and then I delete it. I think everyone does.
Exactly. But if that memo is converted into a 10-minute engaging audio summary, employees can listen on their commute. It aligns the team faster. It turns required reading into passive listening.
It's meeting people where they are. And speaking of where people are, Nutshell is global.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this until I saw the data, but they support over 5,000 companies across 50 countries.
That is a massive footprint, but it exposes a massive barrier, language.
Right. Marketing in English is one thing. Marketing in Japanese is a whole other budget.
Usually, yes. Expanding usually means hiring a local content team for every single language. You need a French writer, a German editor, a Spanish social manager. But auto content supports over 50 languages.
So play this out for me. Is this just like Google Translate reading a script? Because that usually sounds terrible.
No, and that's the key distinction. Nutshell publishes that blog post we mentioned, the one about AI sales tools, in English. The API workflow triggers. It instantly transcribes, translates, and resynthesizes the content.
Resynthesizes? What do you mean by that? Is that like dubbing?
It's better than dubbing. It creates a new audio file in Spanish and German and French and Japanese. It's not just subtitles. It's a native-sounding podcast in that language. It handles idioms, pacing, tone.
So instantly, you have a native presence in new markets.
The white paper calls this multiplying your total addressable market, or TAM. You essentially 5x your potential audience overnight.
Without increasing your headcount.
Exactly. That is the definition of scaling. You're taking one asset and squeezing every last drop of value out of it across every border.
And doing it instantly.
Speed is a feature here. You aren't launching the German version 3 months later. You're launching it 3 minutes later.
I want to look forward a bit before we wrap up. The sources mentioned something called the agentic web. That sounds like a sci-fi novel. What does that actually mean for a company like Nutshell?
It sounds futuristic, but it's happening right now. The web is moving from humans reading text to AI agents reading data.
Explain that.
Think about how you use the internet today. You search on Google, you click a blue link, you read. But more and more, people are just asking ChatGPT or Perplexity or Claude.
Right.
What is the best CRM for a small plumbing business?
Yeah, I do that all the time now. It's just faster than wading through SEO blogs.
Exactly. But when you ask that, the AI isn't reading a website like a human with eyes. It's looking for structured data. And auto content outputs structured data, things like JSON files and FAQs.
Okay, getting technical for a second. Why does JSON matter?
Because it's the language machines speak. If your content is just a blob of text on a page, the AI might miss it. But if you have structured JSON data, it's like handing the AI an index card with the exact answer.
So it's making your content machine readable.
By using this API, Nutshell ensures that. So when a user asks an AI agent a question, the AI can easily parse Nutshell's data to form its answer.
You're optimizing for the AI that recommends you, not just the human that searches for you.
Precisely. If your content is locked in a PDF or a video without a transcript, the AI agent can't see it. Auto content unlocks that data.
And the sources mentioned audio SEO, too.
Yes. Search engines are starting to index audio. So if Nutshell converts every single help article into a podcast, they're suddenly visible in voice search Siri, Alexa.
So if I ask Siri, how do I manage a sales pipeline? I mean, Siri might actually pull the answer from Nutshell's audio content.
Potentially, yes. It opens up a channel that text alone simply cannot reach. It creates a presence in the invisible web of voice and AI.
This has been a lot to process, but, you know, in a good way. We started this wondering how a CRM and an API could even work together.
Now we found a complete ecosystem. It's not just a marketing trick. It's a full operational overhaul.
Let's summarize. We've seen how Nutshell, a tool designed to save time, can use auto content. A tool designed to create time to fundamentally change their economics.
It comes down to three things for me. First is just scale, moving from weekly content to daily content without hiring more staff. You break the production bottleneck and just flood the zone for pennies on the dollar.
Second is format. You are dominating the ear with podcasts and the eye with shorts and videos simultaneously. You aren't choosing one or the other based on budget anymore.
And third is reach. Going global instantly through automated translation and, you know, structuring your data for the AI agents of the future.
It really challenges that old saying we started with, quality, speed, cost pick two.
Right. Automation argues you can have all three, provided you are willing to let go of the manual process. You have to stop being precious about the art of hitting the record button.
Which brings us to our final thought.
Here is the provocation for everyone listening, whether you're at Nutshell or any other business. If content production becomes effectively free and infinite, if everyone can produce a daily podcast and 100 videos, what is left?
Yeah, if the barrier to entry is zero, what is the competitive advantage?
The only advantage left is insight. If you aren't using automation to handle the churn of production so you can focus on the spark of creativity, are you even competing? The value isn't in typing the words anymore. It's in having the idea worth typing.
That is something to chew on. The tools are there, but the vision, that's still on you. If you want to see the specific API endpoints we talked about or check out Nutshell's features to see why we pair them up, check the sources.
Be worth a look.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.